Proverbs 14, verses 19 through 35. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. The Lord is a good God, and he desires his children to walk in the ways of what is good. We are to pursue what is good in the eyes of the Lord. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And in so doing, we are to walk in the fear of the Lord, not fearing man or the world or the unknown, not doing what is right in our own eyes, but we are to pursue righteousness and life. In pursuing these things and abiding in the fear of God, then the Lord shall give us mercy, truth, deliverance, confidence, safety, and hope. And in walking in these things, we shall bring these things to those around us, our family, our children, our neighbors, even the poor that hath no helper, shall be helped by us through the Lord's grace and mercy. And in doing so, we shall be wise servants of the Lord, receiving more favor and grace from our King. We shall be true witnesses, delivering souls from sin, folly, wickedness, and the snares of death. And we shall see the congregations of the Lord growing and multiplying to the honor and glory of our great King, our Lord Jesus. So let us devise good and pursue it. Let us labor abundantly therein, and not just talk. Let us abide in the fear of the Lord, and be patient and slow to wrath. Let us show mercy and kindness to the poor, and above all, let us establish our hearts in the Lord and His word, so that we may be sound, settled, and established in Him. So that His wisdom and understanding may rest in our hearts by His Spirit, and so that we may truly be good and righteous in the Lord's eyes. For it is not so with the wicked, and those that devise evil shall err from the ways of God. Their path leads to folly, impatience, lack, hate, envy, and destruction. Those who pursue this path of folly shall bring sin and reproach upon themselves, and their end shall be shame and everlasting contempt. And they shall be burned by the wrath of the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus. So consider these words, lay them to heart, and choose wisely the path that you shall pursue. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there's profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. For the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Proverbs 14, verses 19 through 35.